Archers,
Omnibus,
for the week 19 to 24 December 1999.
Put built-in microphone.
Correction. Archers Omnibus, for the week 19 to 24 December 1999.
What's that van doing? Who are those people?
I told you, they're from the radio. They're recording the bells.
Oh.
It's going to be broadcast on New Year's Day. That's why I had to be here on time.
All right, we're here, aren't we?
Good morning.
Oh, Janet, hello. I'm sorry. I hope they haven't all been waiting for me.
Oh, no, the radio people are still setting up.
Good.
How's Elizabeth? How are the twins?
Lizzie's fine. We're just a bit tired. Freddie and Lily are simply amazing. The two most fantastic babies ever.
It's true, they're quite adorable.
Lovely names, too. I hear Freddie's back with his sister now.
Yes, out of the incubator and fit as a fiddle.
Oh.
He was bawling his head off when I left last night.
Poor Elizabeth.
Oh, she's managing very well. Still pretty tired, of course.
Well, that's not surprising.
I'm going straight in to see them when I finished here.
I would have come too, but I've arranged to meet Lewis.
When did you say you were meeting him?
About 11. After they've taken the photograph on the green, and then we're going for lunch at the ball.
Right. So you can always go this afternoon.
Well, I did see them yesterday, and I don't want to tire Elizabeth. Oh, we must help her to get her strength back so they'll all be home for Christmas.
Now, Mummy.
So you still don't know?
Not yet, no. But they're keeping an eye on Lizzie's heart. She had a few more slight palpitations.
Yes, I'd heard.
Well, the cardiologist's being pretty cautious about it. He doesn't want to raise our hopes, I suppose.
Yes, but now Freddie's out of the incubator.
I want them back as much as you do. But after all Lizzie's been through...
I'm sure we could look after her just as well at home.
Mummy, we'll just have to let her consultant decide that.
Well, I'm glad Freddie's doing so well. I'll try and pop in one day this week. Would that be all right?
Yes, fine. She'd love to see you. I'm sure you won't stay too long.
Oh, I won't tire her out, I promise.
My mouth went all dry.
Hmm?
I thought I was going to start croaking like a frog.
Well, I mean, not every day you're interviewed for the radio.
No, thank goodness.
Just glad it wasn't me. I reckon I'd have dried up completely.
Well, it wasn't too bad. She made it easy for me. Do you new bells have any special associations, something like that?
Oh, right.
So I was able to say, well, yes, as it happens. I got in my bit about Uncle Tom and Auntie Prue anyway.
Oh, that's great. I look forward to hearing it.
My 30 seconds of fame.
Yeah, and the bells too.
Oh, yes.
Ah.
Hello, morning, everybody.
You made it, then.
Sorry, I got talking to Janet.
Right, let's get these bells rung up, shall we?
Right.
Okay, all ready?
Yep, ready.
Ready.
Right, look to. Treble's going. Treble's gone.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to St. Stephen's on this rather special Sunday morning. Special not only because it's the fourth Sunday in Advent, but because, as I'm sure you all must have heard, our bell ringers have just completed the first official ring to include our newly hung bells. And it's doubly special because it's been recorded and will be broadcast on the radio on New Year's Day as part of the Millennium celebrations.
William! Willie, will you please keep that dog under control?
Well, forget the dog. I wish he could control his granddad.
What?
Joe and Bert Horobin, they were both trying to hog the middle of the front row.
Yeah. Joe was up on his high horse. His grandfather was in the old photo, so he's got more right than a Horobin.
Oh, dear.
It was quite vicious. They almost came to blows.
Right, I'll sort them out.
No, no, it's all right. Janet's managed to separate.
Well, to be fair on Joe, the Horobins aren't even supposed to be in the front. Look at them.
Mm. Jennifer, I don't want to hassle you, but...
All right, all right. We're almost ready.
Well, the photographer's looking
looking quite impatient.
I know, I know. He's got another booking in half an hour. I'm doing my best.
Well, I'll go and grab my place.
It's a good turnout, anyway.
Yes, right. Isn't it?
Could you move in a bit on the left, please?
There's so many Mike, people. Some are hard to recognise.
Yes. Go on,
his son don't see them in church, anyway.
Oh, quite a few of you
come up.
Lots of familiar faces, too. That's nice.
Tracy, can you move on to your right? You can't see Alice. Well, a bit more.
We'd better go and take our places. Well, I'll be with you in a minute.
Oh, right. I think that's the best we're going to do. We better go for it.
Well, where would you like me
Jennifer,
to...
Jennifer, am I still in time?
What?
I'm sorry, I was chatting to Lewis. If you'd just tell me where to stand.
But you want to be in the photo?
Of course. Well, you wanted everybody, didn't you?
Well, yes, but...
Well, so
you're...
here I am.
But you're not from Ambridge.
What do you mean I'm part of the community?
Well, of course you are, but from Lower Loxley, and this is meant to be only Ambridge villages, like the original project.
And I'm sure I could squeeze in somewhere.
I think Jennifer's right. There has to be a limit. We can't include the whole district.
Yes, but... Well, what about you? You don't live in Ambridge.
Well...
Oh, Jennifer's our vicar. It's quite different.
Well, what about your daughter, Debbie?
Oh. What about her?
She's left home. She's living with a boyfriend in Borchester.
That's not the same at all. She's still a villager.
Oh, so it's all right if it's one of your family.
Sorry, Julia. I've got time to argue about it. I'm afraid you can't be in the photo.
See, I'll go and stand by Shula, shall I?
Yes, please, Janet. Right, everybody, we're almost ready.
Oh, Jennifer, that baby with the tuckers, I suppose that must be your granddaughter.
Yes, yes, that's Phoebe, and she does live in Ambridge.
She's quite a pretty little thing. It's such a pity her mother isn't here with her.
What?
Well, she won't be in the photo, will she? I mean, how are you going to explain that to Phoebe when she's older?
Well, I... Oh, come on, Jennifer, we're all waiting.
Yes, it's all right, I'm coming. Get ready to say cheese, everybody.
Hi. Need any help?
No, thanks. I'm nearly through.
Come on!
Oh, Dad's worried one of these might be going to prolapse.
Right. I won't ask how you tell.
But it's pretty obvious. She looks okay to me.
Good. Now how about a stroll down to the pub?
So I said nearly through. I'll have to give this penne a grub. It won't take me a minute.
Okay, I'll wait.
No, I don't know about the pub. We really ought to do some shopping.
Oh, is it that urgent?
Hardly anything in the flat. I have stale toast for breakfast. The supermarket's open on the ring road.
Okay, by me. There's a good wine department there. I could choose a couple to bring up here for Christmas.
You like?
Your dad's a Burgundy fan, isn't he?
Well, you're so keen to share Christmas dinner with him. Maybe you should ask him yourself.
Okay, look, Debbie, I'm trying to make things easy for you.
Okay, but if you think that bringing a nice bottle of wine is suddenly going to make Dad think you are... frightfully nice chap after all. Well,
no,
I'm afraid...
but if I'm a jerk, at least I can be a jerk with good taste, huh?
Simon, okay, I've just about resigned myself to the grim but inevitable fact that we're coming here for Christmas dinner, but please don't expect
Simon,
me to...
Simon, hello.
Oh, hi, Jennifer.
Hello, Mum. Everything cleared up on the green.
Not much for me to do, really.
Went for a coffee with Shula. Well, you can relax now. It's all over.
Yes, I know.
Everything would have been fine if it wasn't for that...
For what?
Well, Julia Pargeter. She made a very hurtful comment about Kate.
You mean Nigel's mother?
Yes. What did she say? Well, she made it quite obvious that she disapproves. She made me feel, as if our family was on a par with the Horribins.
She was being bitchy because you wouldn't let her in the photo, that's all.
Yes, but all the same.
She strikes me as a pretty mixed-up old woman. I'm sure no one else thinks the way she does.
Really?
Did anyone else say anything?
Well, no.
Well, there you are then. Debbie's right. She was just being a bitch.
Yes, you're probably right. Oh, paranoia, Mum. I suppose it's partly to do with my own feelings about Kate. I'm still upset by the way she left so suddenly, just before Christmas.
Well, she maybe could have timed it better.
Anyway, at least you'll both be here on Christmas Day. I'm really looking forward to that. I'm so glad you're coming.
It'll be great for us, too. Hey, Debbie?
As much as you can reach, make sure it's got berries.
Oh, I'm doing me best.
Yes, Daddy's up a tree. Isn't he clever?
Hello.
Hi, Hayley.
Hi.
Hiya.
Just come to see how you're getting on. We're taking up tree surgery.
No, he's getting some mistletoe.
Yeah. Risking my neck for what?
Oh, hark at him moaning. He loves it, really. Couldn't keep him out of trees when he was a kid.
Oh, I bet. And hello then, sweetheart.
Yes.
Hello, Roddy. Hello.
Okay, Mum. Catch.
Yeah, ready.
Coming down.
Right. Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Oh, well done. That's a lovely bit.
Getting busy with your decorations.
Yeah, that's right. We haven't bothered much recently, but I thought this year, well, with Phoebe here, we've got an excuse to do it properly.
Oh, yeah.
You want me to hold the ladder for you, Roy?
Oh, it's okay. I can manage.
He's looking very tired, isn't he?
Yeah, now you mention it. He was yawning away at dinner time.
And whose fault is that, young madam? You trying to wear out your poor daddy?
What's that?
I was saying to Betty, you're looking tired.
Me? No, I'm okay. I'm fine.
So those bags under your eyes. Old age, are they?
Bags?
No, it was his night to get up for Phoebe.
Oh, right.
And guess who woke up at 4 o'clock and wouldn't go back to sleep again? Yes, you little monkey. Look at her smiling. Butter wouldn't melt her.
Oh, no.
Who's getting excited about Christmas, eh?
Oh, Mum, she doesn't know. She hasn't got the foggiest.
Oh, you can't be sure. I think she knows there's something going on.
Oh, yeah, they catch on quick.
Yeah, Mum's the one who's getting all excited.
Well, why not? Having my granddaughter in the house is going to make it to a really special Christmas.
Oh, of course it is.
OK, I'm not arguing. I'm just glad we're not all going up to Home Farm. Have you heard the latest?
Hmm?
Debbie's bringing her boyfriend.
Really?
Yeah. And you know Brian can't stand the sight of him.
Well, you don't know that, Roy.
But common knowledge, Mum. Can't see there being a lot of peace and goodwill over their Christmas dinner.
Well, we're not going anyway.
Are you still going up for Boxing Day?
Oh, yeah, that'll be fine. We can all have a few drinks and make a fuss of Phoebe.
Yeah, you like hogging the limelight, don't you? Time we did something about your tea.
Oh, are you sure you can manage? You're looking so tired.
Mum, I'm fine, honest.
All right, then. Well, I'll have to be getting back down the shop, so I'll be home to change before we go out, OK?
Yeah, yeah, see you later.
Bye. Your mum going out tonight, is she?
Yeah. Dad's taking her to the pictures. Brenda's working, so it's just me and Phoebe.
Look, Roy, I don't want to interfere, but I'm not doing much else the rest of the day, so if you want a hand...
No, no, it's okay, really. I can manage. It's a lot easier now I finish college.
Well, if you're sure. I mean, it's no trouble. I quite enjoy it, in fact.
Yeah?
Yes, Roy, I really would.
It's weird, you know. I still can't get used to it.
What's that?
Well, I spend an hour pushing my body to its limits, straining every blooming muscle. Then I sit in a hot room till the sweat's pouring off me and finally douse myself in cold water. And at the end of it, I feel great. Absolutely brilliant.
There's nothing like a sauna after a good workout.
Well, if I'd tried that a couple of years ago, I'd have gone straight down to emergency resuscitation. Whereas now, well, now I feel ready for anything.
Yeah, me too.
Set me up for the Christmas rush in Iraq, and I have to go easy with the old festivities. I don't want to do all the good work.
Even if you put on a couple of pounds, you'll soon get rid of it.
Yeah. When does this place open up again?
Oh, it says here, look.
Better book myself in for a double session.
Oh, it's closed right through to the new year.
Oh, shame. Oh, well, I suppose I can manage for a fortnight.
Oh, we just have to, won't we?
Yeah. Well, you, in a hurry to get home?
No, I'm in no rush.
So, with all these office parties going on, I feel a bit left out. I mean, how about we sneak off for a Christmas drink?
Yeah.
I mean, just a quick one, you know.
I really like that, Sid. Oh, God.
What? Is there a problem?
Well, I just remembered I still haven't got a present for Nikki. This will be my last chance to go shopping.
Well, if you think there'll be time for both.
It's so hard to choose for Nikki. That's the trouble. Unless, well... Maybe you could help me.
Well, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, why not?
Look, Phoebe. Hold the can like this.
Yeah.
Press the button. Oh! There you are.
That's great, isn't it?
See, it's got all silver and glittery.
We used to spray fir cones. Never thought of using teasels.
Shall we do another one?
Yeah. Hello? Anyone home?
Oh, yeah. Come on in, Eddie.
I saw the light on, so...
Hi, Eddie.
Evening.
Evening up. Here are you. Say hello to your Christmas dinner.
Ooh. The turkey.
All dressed and oven ready. The giblets are in a bag inside.
Oh, thanks.
What a nice big one, Eddie.
I wasn't expecting it quite so soon.
Me and Clary just finished dressing them. I thought I might as well drop this one off for you.
Oh, thanks. Well, that's fine. I'll put it straight in the larder, then.
I'll leave you the bill with it. I'm off for a pint. Van me hand stuffed up dead turkeys will have to.
Hey, Eddie, we've got a bone to pick with you, me and Mike.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that apple brandy you sold us at the farmer's market.
Oh.
We tried some at the week.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, Becky. That's Dad's department.
Hey, hang on, Eddie.
Nothing to do with me. I've got to be going. See you.
Oh, well.
pretty.
I'd better just put this away and then go and change.
Well, don't be late for the cinema.
Oh, Roy, there's a clean sleep suit for Phoebe in the airing cupboard.
Oh, yeah, all right.
And don't keep her up too long. In her cot by 7, or she'll get into bad habits.
7? No chance. She slept 2 hours over dinner time.
Well, she's right. It helps if you can keep some kind of routine.
Hey. OK, well, you tell that to Phoebe.
Oh, on the other hand, you have to allow for a certain amount of flexibility.
No point in putting her to bed if she's going to lie there and yell till you get her up again.
Well, Phoebe may not be ready for an early night, but I'm not so sure about you.
I'm all right, honest.
Well, you could go and have a nap if you want. I'll hold the fort.
No, really, I'm fine.
All right. There, use it by your dad, young lady, while I clear this stuff up.
Oh, you want a hand?
No. I'll tidy up and we'll take her up for a bath.
Oh, OK.
You know what we could do? We could tie little bows around these teasels and hang them on the tree. Oh, and you know there's a Father Christmas at Underwoods. Well, I've got Thursday off, so I thought maybe we could... Roy? Oh, look at him, he's out cold. Shh, come on. Let's leave your daddy to sleep and go to the kitchen, shall we? Come on.
There. So, what do you reckon then, Sid?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, nice hat. Looks great on you.
You think so?
Yeah, it really suits you. Though I'm not sure if it'll suit Nikki.
Why is that?
Well, I know you're quite similar, but I mean, she's not as blonde as you, for a start.
No, you're right. She never did go for leopard skin anyway. It's all the rage at the moment. Here, you try it.
Huh? No, get off.
Go on, and keep your ears warm. Don't
mess about.
Hey, I like that.
I look like Davy Crockett on his night off.
Wouldn't say no to that.
No way, put it back quick. That girl's giving us funny looks.
Oh, dear. Not doing very well, are we?
Oh, Christmas shopping, who needs it, hey?
It's your fault. You shouldn't have got me that last brandy.
Well, I think if I was you, I'd go for the bracelet. I mean, you can't go wrong with a nice bracelet.
Yeah,
can
maybe.
You?
Oh, wait, I still haven't tried the necklace.
Yeah? Yeah, but I thought that was too expensive.
No harm in trying it. Whoops. Where? I'm all thumbs. You'll have to do it up for me.
Oh, yeah, sure.
The little catch on the back, see?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Hold still.
Don't pinch my neck, will you?
Yeah, try not to. There we are.
Thanks. Oh, yeah. Oh, look, Sid, isn't that gorgeous?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, why? It's fantastic.
Really fabulous. I'd die for one like that.
Looks like it could have been made for you. And, yeah, I think it'd look all right on Nikki, too.
Oh, still, no use dreaming. Just can't afford it.
Oh, never mind. Get her the bracelet instead.
Looks like I'll have to, don't it? Sid?
Flippy neck.
What?
It's the time. Nearly 6:30, I don't believe it.
Oh.
I should be opening up. We've got a big party coming. Kathy will murder me.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, I'm sorry. Look, it's been a great afternoon, yeah. But... Well, I'll see you, right?
Yeah. Boy said... Happy Christmas.
Have a seat. I'll find us some glasses.
What about town in Colin?
Oh, they know we're coming in. Might as well start without them.
Can I help you with that?
No. You sit down. Work has officially ended for this morning. Our Christmas drink has officially started.
Right.
Now, we've got sherry, beer, red wine...
No, sherry for me, please, yeah.
OK. At least we can relax a bit now. We've got our big Christmas orders made up.
Yeah, it's been quite a rush now.
Here you are.
Thanks.
Ah, then, cheers. Happy Christmas.
Yeah, same to you.
And thanks for all the hard work you've put into the dairy.
Oh, come on, I'm only too pleased. I'm lucky to have such good employers.
Tell me what happened with Sid and Cathy.
Oh, yeah. Well, like I said, about 6:30 last night, I was just going for a bath and the phone rang and it was Cathy. She sounded desperate. They had this big office party coming and Sid hadn't come back from Borchester to open up.
No wonder she was desperate.
Right. She wanted me to come straight down there.
Hello. You're getting stuck in already?
Yes. Well, where's Colin?
Oh, he's on the phone. He's coming straight in after.
All right.
I'll help myself, shall I?
It's all there. Go on, Clary.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course, I said I'd go and help her out, so I got changed, I was heading for the door, phone rang again.
Cathy?
Yeah. Sid had called to say he were on his way back. This was 6:45.
What was this?
Sid in trouble?
Well, why was he so late? What was his excuse?
Oh, I saw him on my way in this morning. He said he'd been Christmas shopping. Choosing a present for Kathy and lost track of the time, you know.
Well, that's some excuse, I suppose.
Kathy was so up in mad. I hope he's chosen us something really nice to make up.
He must have had all afternoon to go shopping.
No, he'd been to the gym first, you see.
Oh, yes, of course, the gym.
You've seen this, Pat?
What?
Well, Eddie's bill for our Christmas turkey. Bit steep, isn't it?
Well, it's a super-looking bird.
Well, yeah, but I'm sure that's a lot more than last year.
Tony?
I don't know. No, Eddie sets the prices, not me.
Well, whatever it is, I'm sure it's worth it.
I suppose so. We'll
talk about it later, all right?
Yes, all right. Well, cheers, Clary. Happy Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Happy Christmas, Tony. Oh, dear. Sorry.
Oh, Clary, you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Oh, look at me. It's all damaged juice.
Oh, look, there's some kitchen paper. Tony, can you get it?
No, it's all right. I'll get it.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, oh, guess who came in for ice cream this morning? Roy and Phoebe.
Uh-huh.
She was smiling and chatting away to herself. You know how they do at that age.
Yeah.
Roy's obviously managing her all right. He's as pleased as punch to have her to himself. Every inch the proud father.
And now for Christmas, too.
Yeah. And all this is well in the eye for my smug sister.
What?
Well, never again can she come here and tell us how to bring up our children.
Come on, buddies. Nice big hops. That's it. And that again. Kick. Hold on to your tail. And that.
So, changed your mind, haven't you?
What?
Thought you'd turn down Alan and Dale.
Yeah, I've come to give Robert another lesson. Up your work, I'm telling you.
Well, I hope he appreciates you giving up your valuable time.
Oh, yeah. Don't normally give lessons for free. Still, it is Christmas, innit?
So it is.
Season of goodwill.
Daniel!
What are you giving me that funny look for?
Was I?
Yeah. You feeling all right? Where's the fat fryer and a dodgy peas pudding?
It ain't food that's bothering me, Eddie. It's drink.
Oh, yeah. Had a few too many last night.
This drink in particular. Recognise it?
Maybe.
Your so-called apple brandy? Joe flogged me a bottle at the farmer's market.
Oh, so you want another one, do you?
You're joking. Me and Betty tried some at the weekend. Down here blew me head off.
Well, yeah, it's good strong stuff.
Strong? It's pure fire water.
Oh, a bit rough, maybe.
And it's lethal rocker. Half a bottle of this, you die a slow and painful death.
Oh, come on, it ain't that bad.
It's poison. I ain't drinking no more. I want me money back.
Sorry, we don't give refunds. Bye.
Eddie, will you please keep it down? I'm trying to rehearse the children.
Yeah, sorry.
Right.
You heard what she said.
We'll talk about this later.
No, we won't. We'll talk about it now.
Hello? What's all this?
Here, Tony, you tried their apple brandy?
Me? Oh, got more sense.
Look, it's not my business. You want to complain, you go to bed. Hey, there's no use trying to pass the buck, Eddie.
It's not my department.
What about the turkeys? They are your department.
Turkeys?
Yeah. The one you gave us is the same size as last year, and you've charged us at least £5 extra.
Market forces, ain't it? You're paying for quality.
Yeah, market forces.
You know what I think, Mike?
Huh?
I think he's charging more to make up for the birds he lost when that firework exploded.
Yeah, makes sense to me.
No, I don't have to stay and put up with this.
Come on, I want me tenner back.
Yeah, well, you can blooming well whistle for it.
Eddie, you know there's a law against selling this stuff without a license.
What?
Well, if word was to get out and you was to get rumbled, you'd be in big trouble.
Hey! Oh, come on, that's blackmail!
What is going on? You're in the next scene, remember?
Just sorting out some business with Eddie.
Oh, I do wish you merry men would try and find something to be cheerful about. I mean, look at you. Anyone would think you were about to commit grievous bodily harm, not skip merrily through the greenwood.
Yeah. Why don't you both skip off?
Charming.
I want me money, Eddie, or else.
Oh, right then. Can have your blooming money.
That's more like it.
Well, Mike, I hope that'll put a smile on your face.
Oh, that's a start.
There you are. Minus a quid for the bit you've already drunk.
Hey, you can't do that.
£9, take it or leave it.
Oh, blooming cheek.
Oh, he's got a nerve, hasn't he?
Please, give me strength.
You can drop me out, Pat, by the village hall.
You sure? Quite happy to take you home.
No, thanks. It's a pantomime rehearsal, and I said I'd drop by for half an hour and help Mrs. Bradford with the costumes.
Oh, I thought Jill was doing those.
She was, but with the twins, Elizabeth's still in hospital.
Oh, yes, of course.
I saw Mrs. Archer this morning. They're still waiting to hear if Elizabeth will be home with the twins for Christmas.
Yeah, she did look very tired when I saw her at the weekend.
Well, thanks for the lift, anyway.
pleasure. And thanks ever so much for my bonus. It was really kind of. Well, remember, try and spend some of it on yourself. I thought I'd start by getting some brand new fairy lights. It has never seemed to work properly.
Oh, that's not quite what I had in mind.
I know, it seems a bit extravagant. But now we've paid the rent, we've got a bit of money coming in, I want us to have a really nice Christmas. I mean, proper decorations, presents under the tree. Oh, we always used to.
Yeah, you do that, Clary.
Your bonus will make all the difference. Bye-bye then, Pat.
Night. Hello, Clary.
Oh, evening, Mrs. Aldridge.
Oh, Jennifer. Hello.
Hello, Pat.
Is Mrs. Barford still in there?
Yes, I've just dropped Alice.
Oh, well, good night, Pat.
Night, Clary.
Right. Well, I better be on my way.
Jennifer, wait. I've been meaning to give you a call, but...
It's all right. I can guess what you want to say.
What?
Well, I suppose you feel the tables are turned now. Tommy's been acquitted, and now it's one of my children who's in disgrace.
I didn't mean that at all.
Well, it's all right. You don't have to hide it. After all the harsh things we've said to each other, you've every right to feel vindicated.
Jennifer, I don't feel the slightest bit vindicated. I just wanted to say I understand.
How can you understand?
I know how awful you must be feeling about it. I know there'll be people who can't resist making moral judgments.
Has anybody said anything to you?
No. But if they did, I'd tell them to mind their own business.
Really?
Of course. I mean, fathers go off for months and leave their kids at home. Nobody thinks twice. Why shouldn't mothers be allowed to do the same?
Well, I suppose I hadn't really thought of it like that.
Kate's still just a kid. She needs time to sort herself out. Why not?
Yes, there is that. I know she...
Believe me, there are times when the only answer is to get away. I speak as one who knows.
Yes.
So... That's all I wanted to say.
Oh, thanks, Pat. I really do appreciate it. Especially coming from you.
Well, any time you want to talk about it, just give me a call, right?
Ready with that board, Ruth?
Ready.
Right. Here they come. Oh, go on. Don't all rush at once.
You seem quite happy in the trailer.
Yeah, just taking stock of their new surrounding, I expect. Ah, here we go.
Move on, come and find your nice clean straw.
Yeah, come on, move on.
Nothing to be frightened of.
So, what do you think of it?
Well, you're the expert. They look fine to me.
Yeah, they're four nice young gilts.
So what happens to them now?
We'll leave them to settle on their own for about 6 weeks. Right, Phil?
Yes, and then we shall bring in the new boars.
This dynamic breeding group you've been talking about.
We'll let the sows run with the boars till they're pregnant.
Yeah, so they won't go out into the arcs until they're close to farrowing in about 5-6 months or so.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing them out in the field with their piglets.
Well, they may not look much now, but these four young gilts are the start of a whole new era for us at Ollatree.
I'd be glad to see the end of farrowing crates.
Well, I certainly won't argue with that. Even if it does mean more work for us.
A lot more work for somebody.
Yes, in the long run. Something we shall have to discuss again soon.
Yes, well, at least we've made a start. You must be very pleased.
Oh, yes. Well, you all know how I feel about the pigs, so I won't go on about it.
No, go on, spoil yourself while David's not here.
Well, as I said, I do feel as if it's the start of a new era. And after we'd come so close to getting out of pigs altogether.
Right.
And it's a sign of our faith in the British pig industry.
Which, as we all know, is the most efficient and professional in the world.
Absolutely. But I don't think I need apologise for feeling sentimental about Ollatree either.
It's all right, dear. No one's expecting you to.
We understand.
Oh, well, I've said my little piece anyway. I'll shut up now.
There. He's fast asleep now.
Well, shall I take him?
Gently.
Come on, Freddie. Betty Byers.
It's great to see him out of the incubator.
Oh, it's lovely. We feel like a proper family now. Mm. And I don't have to trek all the way downstairs just to see him.
Right.
There. You have a good old snooze.
Here, Uncle David. Do you want to hold Lily for a bit?
Oh, yeah, I'd love to. Oh, come on.
Oh, you tiny little thing.
Well, she's actually a few ounces bigger than Freddie.
Oh, right. So, how are you, Elizabeth?
Not too bad. Much better than last week.
Though she still gets very tired.
Nigel's worried that I'm getting too many visitors.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to go pretty soon. Bert's coming in for his Christmas drink at lunchtime.
We don't mean you. Nigel means Jennifer. She came this morning.
Oh, right.
It was very sweet of her to come, but I had a bad night and I was trying to feed Lily and...
Yeah, I'm with you.
But she had one bit of good news. She and Pat are officially speaking again.
Oh, yeah?
Well, you know, there was a bit of a thaw at the Silver Wedding.
Yeah.
And then apparently Pat was very nice to her about this cake business. Really supportive. So Jennifer's asked her and Tony for drinks on Boxing Day.
Wow, that is a breakthrough.
Though we're not sure if they're going. Pat was going to check it with Tony.
So, what's the latest from the medics? Are they letting you home for Christmas?
Well,
we still don't know for sure.
The consultant's coming round later. She's going to tell us the official verdict.
So, fingers crossed, then.
Right.
Though now Freddie's out and they're both feeding so well.
They're fine, but you're still getting these palpitations.
Well, nothing like they were before, and I'm really feeling a lot better.
I know, darling. Let's wait and hear what she says, shall we?
Another mince pie, Bert.
Oh, I don't think I could, Mrs. Archer. I reckon I'd best take a breather.
Well, let me top your glass up anyway.
Ah, very much.
So Shula's persuaded Alistair to give up an hour's wages too.
Yes, for the last hour they work in the Millennium.
So where's this money going to?
It's called the Children's Promise. It's a group of children's charities.
Oh, I heard about it on the telly.
The idea is to help the children of the next Millennium.
Well, I'm all in favour. Though I don't reckon an hour of my wages would do much to help child poverty.
Every little helps, Bert.
Hey, I hope you're not going to ask for a rise.
Oh, no. Oh, he was only kidding. Oh, you've got no complaints about my job.
At last.
Not missed all the mince pies, have I?
No, not quite.
Sorry, by the time I got the fireworks, I was much later getting to the hospital than I thought.
There you are. Help yourself to a drink.
Oh, Bert's thanks. Been thawing out after his morning on Lakey Hill.
Got the job done, any road.
Good, well done.
So how are your new niece and nephew?
They were great. I held Lily for a bit.
Ah.
Freddie slept for most of the time I was there.
Nice for Elizabeth.
Yeah, she's looking much better. But Nigel says she still gets tired very easily.
Not surprised.
Any news on whether they'll be home for Christmas?
No. But the consultant was due to come round just after I left. Elizabeth was a bit tense about it.
Does she still want to see us?
Oh, yeah. But she said to tell you she's hoping to have a nap this afternoon, so it might help if you went in a bit earlier.
Oh. How much earlier?
Well, the sooner the better, I think.
Oh. Bert, would you think it very rude if we cut short our Christmas tree?
Oh, no, you go as soon as you like. See them lovely grandchildren of yours.
I will look after Bert.
Well, perhaps we should.
Well, there's something we should do first, now that David's here at last.
Oh, yes.
Bert, this is for you. Happy Christmas.
Oh.
Not very original, I'm afraid, but I'm sure you'll find a good home for it.
Oh, very much. I'll drink your health with it on Christmas morning.
Good.
And I'll drink to Ruth and David and the kiddies up north.
We'll do the same to you, Bert.
Driving all that way straight after the pantomime. I still says you must be crazy.
Don't worry about us. We'll manage.
Right. You've done your bit, Dad. We'll take over.
Yes,
right.
Perhaps we should make our way.
Now, say hello from me to Miss Elizabeth. Say I'll hope to see them all back home soon.
Yes, we'll do that.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. We'll see you later, Bert. Bye-bye.
Now, Bert, sure you won't change your mind about that mince pie?
Well, maybe I've got room for just one more.
What's this? Christmas card from Jason.
Oh, yeah.
Wishing you all a very happy Christmas.
You haven't seen this, have you, Bert?
A card? No.
You better read what it says, David.
Huh? As you remember, I am on holiday until after the Millennium in Torremolinos.
Lucky old Jason.
Blimey. Torremolinos. That's the first I've heard about that. Dad must have been pleased.
Thing is, Bert, it's going to mean even more delay on the repairs to the cottage.
Oh, well, not to worry. Me and Frieda will just have to stay in the bungalow for a bit longer, won't we?
Elizabeth's not asleep already.
Well, we got here as quick as we could.
You've got the magazines and chocolate?
Yes, all here.
Oh, there's Nigel. Hello.
Hello.
We're a bit early, I know, but David said... Is everything all right?
Yes. Yes, Lizzie's fine. It's her, Freddie and Lily.
Oh, good.
Any word from the consultant?
Not good news, I'm afraid. She wants Lizzie to stay in over Christmas.
Oh, I am sorry.
Poor Elizabeth.
She's not getting over the birth as quickly as the consultant hoped. And she's still worried about the slight palpitations Lizzie's had since.
Well, this leaky valve?
Yeah. Yeah, she thinks Lizzie ought to have the old valve, you know, replaced before too long.
Yes.
Well, we knew that was a possibility.
Did they give you any idea when?
Probably in a few months' time, when she's had a chance to settle down with twins.
It must be worrying for her.
I think right now she's far more upset about Christmas. I mean, she's been very brave about it, but... She's terribly disappointed.
Oh, of course she is.
Well, let's see if we can cheer her up.
Right. Hello, darling.
Hi. Hi, Mum. Thanks for coming. It's great to see you.
And you, dear. Oh, look. Both asleep.
Yes. Doesn't happen very often.
But they look gorgeous.
Lizzie, I've told them what the consultant said.
Yes, well, can't be helped. No,
it must be very disappointing for you.
Yes, it's a shame. But we'll just...
Oh, you poor thing. Oh.
I know how upset you must be.
I was so hoping, Mum. I want to go home.
Of course you do.
But not until you're quite ready.
I'm sorry. Well, now I'm being feeble.
Here, darling, have a tissue.
Thanks.
Anyway, if you can't go home, we'll have to come and see you here.
Yes, even if we have to bring in a turkey.
Well, not dinner, perhaps, but we'll come and see you for the afternoon.
Will you?
Of course.
Bring the cake and all the presents.
Yes, have a real Christmas tea party.
Oh, Mum, you don't have to.
Oh, don't be silly. Whatever happens, I want us all to have Christmas together.
There. Isn't that pretty? All gold and silver. Let's put it on the tree, shall we?
Ooh, gently, does it?
I think down here look nice, don't you? That's it. You can let go now. Phoebe.
Go on, let Hayley take it, okay?
We'll show her something else, Roy.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Phoebe, what's this?
Oh, look, a snowman. You can hold it if you like.
There, good girl.
Good girl, well done. There, that's all the tinsel. Let's switch the fairy lights on, shall we?
Okay.
Right, watch the tree, Phoebe. Now, this way, look.
Ready?
Yeah, ready.
Right, one, two, three.
Oh,
yay.
Oh, isn't that lovely? Look at the lights, look at the patterns. Oh, it's lovely, can you see?
Hey!
Look at her, I don't care what you say, she knows it's really special.
Oh, she's had a long day, you'd think she'd be crashed out by now.
Oh, she's more settled now, all round. We've had a lot less whinging the last day or so.
Well, that's mostly down to you, I reckon.
Me, no?
Yeah, you're more relaxed about it all than Mum. That's how Phoebe seems to like it.
Oh, well, I'm really glad to help, to be honest. Mm.
Thanks, anyway. Oh, now we got a tree, we can put a present under it.
She got a present already?
Yeah, from Kate.
Kate? You mean she sent it or what?
No, she left it in the cottage. She rang up last night and told me where to find it.
She rang?
Yeah, said hello to Phoebe. Didn't say much else. She's going to call again over Christmas.
Right.
Right, there's one anyway. There'll be plenty more to come.
Well, as it happens, where's my bag?
Oh, what's this?
Phoebe's got a present for you.
Phoebe has?
Yes, well, I sort of helped her to choose it.
Hey, Phoebe. I wonder what's inside it.
You're not to open it until Christmas. Can you make sure he doesn't, Phoebe?
Okay, fair enough.
Here's another for you, Phoebe. This one's from me. I'll leave it under the tree for you, all right?
Oh, but don't you want to see her open it?
Oh. No, I think she ought to wait till Christmas.
Oh, shame we can't video it for you.
Well, I'm sorry I'll go missing, but... Well, I mean, I love Christmas in Brim with my family.
But we could wait till after Christmas.
Eh?
We could have our own Christmas next week sometime. Do it all again.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Phoebe won't know the difference, will she?
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, why don't you both come round to the flat?
Fine.
Say, Tuesday, Wednesday afternoon?
Yeah, whenever.
Brilliant. Oh, what a lovely idea. I'll do us a Christmas dinner and we can open the presents and have a really nice time, the three of us. Would you like that, Phoebe?
All right. We'll go through it one last time. Select the file, Panto Effects.
And he clicks on that.
Double click.
Ah, right.
There you go, a list of all the sound effects in the right order.
Ah, I get it.
Now, you've got all your cues there on your script, so...
But what I don't get is, how does the sound effects get from your computer into the loudspeakers on stage?
No, it's still not right.
They're not actually in the computer, they're on the CD-ROM. The software selects the right effect and automatically sends it to the...
Software? So where's the software?
Look, never mind how it happens, just take my word for it, it does.
Robert,
all you have
Robert,
to do...
Robert, I need to use the computer.
I'm still trying to show Bert how to do
Robert, this... Robert, I don't think you appreciate the urgency of the situation. Our dress rehearsal starts in just over an hour's time.
Yeah, but the effects...
I'm sorry, the script is far more important. This is my last chance to add that final touch.
Isn't it a bit late for that?
Excuse me, Bert.
All right.
Oh, need a joke for scene three.
Still isn't quite working. Just haven't time to write my own. I'm going to see what I can find on the net.
The net? Isn't that cheating?
Oh, for goodness sake, who's going to know?
I shan't tell.
I'm sure you wouldn't dream of it, Bert.
Well, as we haven't got the computer, let's go through the other effects.
Ah, now, what about the bang and the puff of smoke when the fairy comes on? Okay. Surely you haven't put that on the computer?
That's still good old-fashioned flash powder. You remember how I showed you?
Oh, you better remind me.
Come on, come on.
We put the cartridge in the tray, stage left somewhere, and the wire runs into the wings, and all you have to do is press the button, and...
Bang!
Yeah. And what's the vital thing?
Get the timing right.
Right! Too soon, and you've got a very slow fairy. Too late, and... Well, too late, and you've got a fairy standing there looking pretty stupid.
Oh, I don't want to embarrass Brenda.
Robert, what's happening? I can't get through to the search engine.
What?
Oh, no, it's all right. Here we are.
What exactly are you looking for?
Well, I may find a complete script, if I'm lucky. Some panto enthusiast with a website.
How does it work, then?
And I just type the name of the panto in here. Babes in the... Wood?
Lindy.
Then click search.
Lindy, I think you should be more specific.
I know how to do it, Robert. I am computer literate.
Yeah,
you
but
know.
You...
There now. I'll wait a few seconds.
All right, but don't say I didn't warn you.
I don't know what you're fussing about. Ah, yes. See? There are over 1,000 sites.
1,000? Marvellous.
Surprise, surprise.
Now, let's see what we've got here.
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Oh, stop telling me what to do, please. Oh. Well, what's this? What?
I knew it.
What on earth?
Oh, blimey.
Oh, dear. Oh, no, that's not the sort of thing I wanted at all. How did that happen?
It's got nothing to do with pantomime.
Oh. I'll try and warn you, Lindy. You've got the wrong sort of babes.
Slip down. OK, just keep silent.
No, wait, slow down. Nobody, slow down.
That's all right.
Okay.
Nice.
Now, for the real fancy
what?
Stuff.
What then, Simon?
No.
Wait, no.
You see that couple over there?
Yeah.
All right.
Wait.
All right, if they can do it,
No, you've got to be kidding.
No. It's okay, I'll try.
Now, look. I'll lift you by the waist.
What?
You hold on to my shoulders.
Oh, yeah, sure, right.
And when you hit the ice, I kind of twirl you around.
Twirl and Dean, eat your heart out.
Wait. Hey, I got you.
Oh.
Easy.
No, wait, look, it's nearly time we stop anyhow. We need to be
late. No. Once more around.
With the dress rehearsal.
Okay? Easy, just push out.
You know, I still feel like some kind of a walrus in front of these skinny teenagers.
I'll forget the kids. Go with it.
Right.
Enjoy the sensation.
I am.
Yes.
We ought to do this more often.
Maybe one year I'll take you back home for Christmas and do some real ice skating.
Oh, yeah. Real ice and snow, starry nights under the pines, lots of eggnog to keep us warm.
And if anyone calls and invites us to dinner, I promise I'll say no.
Hey, what? Why are you stopping?
Oh, look, great timing, Simon.
Oh, no, done it again, haven't I?
Well, it's been a great afternoon. I was having a really lovely time. I'd actually managed to forget all about Dad and the farm and Christmas.
Okay, so you had a bad morning.
Bad? Simon, Dad really had it in for me. Making out it was my fault that you chose us. And it was just so unfair.
Maybe it was, but what's that got to do with Christmas?
Everything. Don't you see?
No.
But you're trying to wear me down.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. Why can't you face up to it? The whole thing's a ghastly mistake.
Oh.
It'll be the Christmas dinner from hell. Dad will make sure of
it. But, honey, now we've accepted.
You've accepted it.
Uh-oh.
But after the way Dad was treating me this morning, well...
Come on, Debbie, you can't back out now.
Oh, can't I? No, if you want to go, fine. But don't ask me to come with you.
My sweet Marion, why are you so sad and forlorn?
Oh, Alan and Dan.
Wait. Stop. Bert, what are you doing?
I'm laying down the silver drop.
No, the scene changes and for another 4 pages.
Oh, he was just making sure he wasn't going to get stuck again like he did last time.
Well, please don't do it halfway through a scene. You destroyed our rhythm completely.
Sorry.
Now, pull the drop up again until the proper time.
Right out.
Right. Now, Hayley.
Oh, Alan and Dale, Robin has not yet returned from hunting in the forest. I fear he's been captured by the sheriff.
My maid, to give you courage, I will sing to you of the many brave deeds of Robin Hood and his merry men.
Sing? Oh, no, thank you, Jen Cloud.
Stop. Bert, why is the spotlight on now?
Sorry, wrong switch.
Well, turn it off again.
Listen.
Go on, Hayley.
Thank you, gentle Alan. Emerson, Ned, I...
Then let me play you a soothing lay on my trusty lute.
Lay?
Oh, for goodness sake.
Debbie! Simon, excuse me. This is a dress rehearsal. Our last chance to get it right. If you want to have a row, please go and do it elsewhere.
It's okay. We're not rowing.
That's typical. You refuse to confront these issues. Just try and...
I am not.
Excuse me. We are supposed to be actors. Try and show some self-discipline. Ow!
The flesh pounder!
What in heaven's name is going on?
Oh, it's all clicked. Now press the button.
Bert's no good at all. He's useless. My two leads are at each other's throats. It's going to be a complete disaster. Right, everyone. 3 minutes to go. We've got a full house waiting out there, so let's go out and give them our very best.
Linda.
What is it, Brenda?
I can't find my wand.
On the props table.
No, it's not. I've looked.
Bert, Brenda's wand. She can't find it.
Oh, it's still in the ladies' dressing room.
What's it doing there?
Oh, it's so delicate. I didn't want it to get broke.
Run and get it. Right. Quickly. Bert. I'll say this once more for the last time. Please, will you give us the right effects on the right cue?
Oh, don't you worry. Me and Robert's got it all sorted.
Good. Fine. I leave it in your capable hands.
Oh, you can rely on me.
Yes. Now, Debbie and Simon, could you gather around for a moment, please?
Yeah, sure.
You too, please, Debbie. Come on.
Okay.
Now, it's my job as director to be in tune with my cast, and I'm still picking up a sense of personal antipathy between you, am I right?
Well,
yes.
No, we've had a slight disagreement.
Right. I shan't ask the cause of it. But I am asking you to forget it for the next hour and a half and concentrate on your roles.
Yes, of course.
I hope that's not too much to ask, Debbie.
Yes, she's Robin Hood and I'm the Sheriff of Nottingham. I guess it shouldn't prove too difficult.
Here, Jill. I've kept you a seat.
Oh, good. Thank you, Peggy.
Can you see all right, Jill?
Yes, I'm fine, thanks.
Isn't it nice to see such a full house?
Yes, it's marvellous. I saw the last ticket to Roy. He's brought Phoebe with him.
Yes, I saw.
Well, after what you said about the dress rehearsal, I hope we all get our money's worth.
Of course, Brian. Everybody's worked so hard.
Oh, what are you lot doing here? This is the King's Forest. There is an old riff-raff in here, you know. No outlaws, ruffians, or property developers on pain of death. Well, now you're here. Perhaps you can help me. You see, I'm a nurse. Oh, and this is my faithful dog, Towser. Very clever dog is my Towser. Say hello, Towser.
Woof, woof.
Oh, good. Anyway, we've been playing hide-and-seek with the two children I look after, you see. Have you seen them?
No.
Well, sorry, you'll have to speak up a bit.
No.
Oh, dear, I wonder where they could be.
Curse this forest!
Oh, who's this coming now? I'll hide here and see who it is.
Ah, plague and pestilence, I've lost my horse and my guards and the stag I was letting. Hark! That is not the horn of my huntsman. Some villain has tricked me and led me astray. I suspect that knavish outlaw, Robin Hood. If I find the wretch, I will slice him from his ear to his gizzard.
Who have we here?
Unhand me, you blackguard.
You dare call me blackguard? I am the Sheriff of Nottingham. Are you? What are you doing hiding in the King's Forest?
I'll have you know, I'm nurse to one of the best families in Nottingham.
Nurse? You look like no nurse I've ever seen.
Well, I wanted to be a model, you know, but they said I was too clever for that.
Silence! Methinks you are an outlaw in disguise. I will call my guards and have you thrown into my dungeons!
Dungeons? Dungeons? How dare you! Oh, I hear strange music. What is this light I see?
Come on, Bert, please. Whoa! Well, that's one he got right anyway.
What's happening? Who are you?
By oak and ash and hazel, by noontide or by night, my name is Fairy Sunlight. I am a woodland sprite.
A fairy? And what have you done to the sheriff?
With musk rose and with honeydew from where the dormouse creeps, I have laid on him a magic charm to make him fall asleep.
Well, you may have put him to sleep, but you'll never make him charming.
Yeah, yeah.
You think that's bad, there's worse to come.
Good nurse, I have found your babes astray and lured them with a spell.
Oh.
They are now both safe and sound, asleep in yonder dell.
My babes, oh, I'm so glad they're safe. You see, I'm the only person in the world left to care for them. Their mother's dead, and their father, Sir Justin, is away with King Richard fighting the Crusades.
Until Sir Justin should return, the babes are in your care.
Oh.
But look to them well, O nurse, for I say to you, beware.
Beware? Beware of who? Oh!
Useful thing, that magic wand. You should lend it to me for dinner tomorrow.
Oh,
guards!
Bring me the two robbers from the dungeons.
Now, Bert, echoey footsteps.
Double click.
Right. Now the chains.
Coming up.
Oh.
Oh, I said you could rely on me, didn't I?
This is only the third scene, Bert. There's still a long way to go yet.
So, you're robbers, eh? What are your names?
Ruggerblug and Sweetie, Your Honour.
Oh, Sweetie and Ruggerblug, Your Worship.
So, if you're robbers, where are all the riches you've stolen?
It's a hard life being a robber. People round here are so poor.
Yeah. Especially the poor farmers.
Yeah. Hey.
They never have time to farm. They're too busy filling in forms for math.
So, you're no good at stealing money. How about stealing children?
No. Not children. I've got two little kiddies of me own, the darling.
No. I hate children. Nasty, noisy little things.
Very well. Here's what you have to do to win your freedom. Go to Sir Justin's castle and steal his two babes.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Take them into the forest. And do away with them!
Wait, what?
Kill the babes?
Oh.
No, we can't do that!
Shut up, you fool!
Don't you want your freedom?
Guards, release these two men!
Thunder!
We don't.
Oh, I can't believe it, Bert. You're actually getting it right.
How'd you like my new nightgown? I got it from a lingerie catalogue.
Woof, woof.
No, Tazza, not marquee, lingerie. All right, I told you they get worse, didn't I?
Woof, woof.
Oh, shh, Tazza, we mustn't wake the babes, they're fast asleep. Oh, aren't they sweet?
Woof, woof.
What's the matter now, Tazza? Robbers? Don't be silly, there aren't any robbers.
Woof, woof.
Well, I can't see them.
Behind you!
Where did you say?
Behind you!
Behind me? Oh, no, they're not.
Oh, yes, they are.
Oh, I can't see anything. Oh, help! Brothers, help! Help! I don't know if you want to steal.
Quick!
Oh,
catch
your
brother! Oh, no, you catch us, Slinky!
I've been chased in my mighty by two big strong men. All right, I'll give in. Have your wicked way with me if you like.
We don't want you.
Huh?
We want the babes.
Right.
Grab them, Ruggerblug.
All right,
Slinky.
No, my precious babes. You fools. Come here. Let me at you. Come here.
That's it, Alice. You look lovely. They're doing very well, aren't they? Yes, Alice has been terribly good with Christopher. She's managed to get on very well.
Yes, he seems quite fond of her.
Well, no, I wouldn't go that far.
Merriment, merriment. All right, you two. Now let's have plenty of good cheer, please. Remember, it's spring in the green wood. You are young and brave and free.
Right, okay.
There, your padding slipped again, Mike. You're right upside it.
Oh, right, sorry.
And tell me, I know your feelings about our friend, but you must put all that aside. He's been very generous with his sponsorship.
Yes, I know.
So come on, put a smile on your face, a spring in your step, and off you go.
And who but my lady green sleeves?
Well, Alan, you have such nimble fingers. Your skill has brought the tears into my eyes.
Shall I play you another one?
Another? Well...
Hail, mate Marion.
Hail, Alan O'Day.
Hail.
Well, here come our gallant comrades, Friar Tuck and Little John.
Let me sing you a merry tune to welcome you back to the Greenwood.
No, thank you, Alan.
Tell me, Fry, where have you been all morning?
We come from market with food for our merry band.
Yes, see here. Fresh carrots, cauliflower, potatoes...
But I never did see such prime produce in Nottingham. I mean, where did you buy them?
From the stall of our good friend... Howard!
Well, well done, my merry men. We shall have a fine feast tonight in our camp amongst the greenwood. Shall we not have a fine feast, my merry men?
What say you, Little John?
Yes. Yes, thanks to trusty Howard, friend of all those who seek the finest quality organic produce.
But where is Robin, our brave leader?
He is still away hunting in the greenwood. I fear that he's been captured by the wicked sheriff of Nottingham.
Fear not, my sweet Marion, I have returned.
Hurrah!
See, I bring with me the king's venison for our feast.
Hurrah!
Friends, let me sing to you of the brave deeds of Robin Hood.
No!
Play upon my trusty lute, then.
Put your lute aside, Alan. Go, my merry men, and gather wood for the fire. For tonight we feast on the king's venison.
Aye.
Oh, my sweet Marion, I cannot offer you fine halls and riches, only the rough ground for your bed and the green forest leaves for your canopy.
I have no desire for riches, my dear Robin. I'd rather live a free maid with you here in the greenwood.
Rain fell down, you were there. I cried for you when I hurt my hand.
Storm, she's got quite a pretty voice, hasn't she? Yes. I've never heard her sing before.
Jenny, what's happening to those leaves?
What?
A pile of leaves where the babes are hidden. It keeps moving.
Return to the camp and prepare our feast.
To the camp!
Oh, I'm weary after my work. I'll rest a while and join you later.
Why? Let us do the work while you sleep.
Here's a nice soft pile of leaves. Oi! Who said that? Oh, there's something alive in there.
Quick, stand up, good friar.
Well, what have we here? Two children.
Alice, she's scowling about.
Who are you, my scowling? Little ones? Are you
she's
spies?
Upset. Can't you see?
No,
what's she upset about?
How do I know?
Theodore and Angelica.
Can you swear to this, my Marion?
Oh, yes, I remember them well. I used to look after them when they came to Borchester Playgroup.
But how came they to be alone in the forest? I smell treachery. Oh, fairy sunlight. Do you have the answer to this riddle?
Last night the babes were taken cruelly from their beds by order of the sheriff. They were left out here for dead.
Oh, Robin.
Curse him. Fie upon him. The villain.
Come, my babes. You are safe with us now.
Poor Alice. Sure, she looks as if she's going to burst into real tears.
What's the matter with her?
Well, I don't know. That's the end. I've got to go backstage and find out.
You waiting for the loo, Brenda?
Oh, yeah. There's a bit of a queue, I'm afraid.
All right, everyone. Cast refreshments are in the girls' dressing room.
Come on, Alice. Come on, please.
What's going on in there? I'm not too sure.
Ah, there you are, girls. Brenda, your cues were perfect so far. Let's see if we can keep it up for the next half.
Right.
Good. Everything all right with you, Hayley?
Yes, I'm fine.
Why won't you tell me what's the matter?
Well, I will be when I get to the loo.
Is there Jennifer?
Yeah, there's a bit of a hold-up.
Well, time's running out. You'll be back on soon. Excuse me, I can't see what's going on. Jennifer!
No, you're just being silly. Won't even talk to me.
Jennifer, what's happened? Is somebody in there?
This is Alice.
Mum, what's going on?
Oh, Debbie. Alice has shut herself in the loo and she won't come out.
Oh. Won't come out? Right. Alice, come on.
on, Alice, I'm not having any of this nonsense.
Well, it's no good. She's terribly upset. She won't even answer.
What's she upset about?
Well, I've no idea. She won't tell me.
Look, let me try. Alice? Alice, it's me. Now, look, what's this all about?
I don't want to make a fuss, but are you going to be long?
Oh, Alice, will you come out
look,
of there
it's no
now?
Good shouting at her, Mum.
Oh, well, I've tried reasoning and it hasn't done any good.
Look, there's no point in us all crowding round. Why don't you leave me with her for a minute?
Oh, all right, darling. Whatever you think best, then.
Right. Alice is back on, halfway through the next scene. You've got 10 minutes to talk her out, Debbie, or I'll have to break the door down.
Oh, come on down, sir. This must be the outlaws' camp.
Woof, woof.
Halt! Who goes there?
I'm not going anywhere. I've just arrived. I've come to join your feast tonight.
You? Join with our feast?
That's right. I'm the children's nurse. I've come to add a bit of glamour.
Glamour? Size 10 feet, a cheap wig, and half your teeth are missing.
Watch out, or you'll end up with half yours missing too.
All right. You can join our feast if you help us entertain Robin and the babes.
Well, I can sing.
No, we got a singer.
Well, I can dance.
No, we got a dancer.
Oh, and I do a very nice striptease.
No, we got
No, we haven't.
I didn't think it was that sort of a party.
No, I'm sorry. You can't join our feast.
Oh.
Oof, oof.
I'm sorry, Towser. We can't go to the feast.
Oof, oof.
Oh, you've been eating too many bones, Towser.
Oof, oof.
Oh, you want to play your cornet, do you?
Your dog can play the cornet?
Oh, yes. He's a very clever dog, is Towser. If he plays the cornet, will you let us come to the feast?
All right. Let's hear him play.
Alice, you can't let the whole car stand. Look, come on, we'll talk about it later. Alice!
Hi. Still no luck?
I think you'd better leave this to me.
Wait, just hear me out. I think I may know what's bugging her.
Simon, she's my sister. I know her better than you.
Debbie, you're all in about 30 seconds.
She's still in there, Linda.
Right, I'll get some help and open that door.
No, wait, just let me talk to her.
You?
Yeah, it's got to be worth a try. Just give me a couple of minutes, okay?
What am I going to do? My next line is supposed to be with the babes.
You just have to improvise.
Me, improvise.
Ranger, quick, here, take this.
What? A cake?
It's a birthday surprise for Debbie. We'll be keeping it for after the show. You'll have to give it to her now.
Yes, but
as soon as she's on stage, we'll cue your flash and you go on with the cake.
Well, what do I do then?
Improvise. I'm sure you'll think of something.
Alice, I promise it'll be just between you, me and Debbie, okay? No one else is going to know. Cross my heart, not to die. Now, how about you come out of there and finish the show? Alice? Come on. Alice? Atta girl. Now, you go out there and show them, eh? And afterwards, we'll have a chat.
Nurse.
Now, Robin.
Worn out by their long journey, the babes are still fast asleep.
Oh, it's fairy sunlight. And what's that she's carrying?
Robin, pleasant duty before me lies, for I bring to you a birthday surprise.
Oh, happy birthday, Robin.
Oh, a birthday cake. This is a surprise.
Right, come on, everyone, let's sing happy birthday to Robin.
Upon the evening breezes glide, and gather here to whisper news from far and wide. They say the sheriff has summoned all the archers in the land, for tomorrow morn a contest will be held in Nottingham.
An archery contest? Here's a fine chance to prove my skill. There's no archer in the land that can beat Robin Hood.
Robin, I fear this is a
trap. If you go to Nottingham, the sheriff will capture you.
The sheriff will not know me. We shall go in disguise. Hey, my merry men.
Oi!
Tomorrow we go to Nottingham. This will be my chance to pay back the sheriff for his evil plans.
For the last contestant, the Sheriff's Champion, Bob Gisborne!
Oh, that took you long enough. What happened to Alice?
Well, I'll tell you later, but she's all right now, thanks to Simon.
What?
Shh. Let's enjoy what's left, shall we?
Sir Guy has scored a bullseye. No one can better that. I declare him the winner.
Wait. The contest is not over yet. I have still to shoot my arrow.
And who are you, old man?
My name is Jack Longbeard.
Very well, Longbeard. Shoot your arrow. If you still have vigor enough to raise your bow.
The last contestant, Jack Longbeard!
Now come on, Bert. One last time. Yes! Yes! It worked! You did it, Bert! You did it!
Oh, for Longbeard! His arrow has split Sir Guy's down the middle!
Longbeard, there is only one archer in the land who can shoot so well. The outlaw, Robin of Locksley! Oh. Stand back, guards! Yeah. I will deal with this ruffian once and for all. Have at you!
Now this is more like it.
Go for him, Robin! Oh. Show no mercy! Sass his gizzard!
Don't get too passive, Bert.
Yes!
Good old Debbie, look at the way she's going at him.
Well, it's not real. It's all been cowardly for him.
Go on! Now I have you, Robin. Prepare to die!
See? I'm not dead yet, Master Sheriff.
Nice one! Confound you, Violet!
So, Sheriff, I have you at my mercy.
Oh, no, don't kill me, please. I will do anything. I will grant you a full pardon. No.
What shall I do? Shall I deal him the traitor's death that he deserves?
No!
Yes! No! I have a better idea. Give him to me. I will deal him a fate worse than death.
Oh!
You were right, good nurse. Death is too kind a fate for him. We'll put him in the village stocks and let the people have their own revenge upon him for his wickedness.
Put him in the stocks!
No one is joyful Christmas Eve as Robin weds his maid. We spirits of the greenwood back to our haunts must fade. And so our tale has ended. I wish all of you here a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year!
Well, I think they all enjoyed that as much as we did.
Jack certainly did. Oh, I hope he's not too tired.
And David, they're all going straight up in Northumberland.
Yes. Well, I'm sure it's all been worth it. Oh, what a lovely way to start Christmas.
Thanks, and you, Linda.
Well, that could have been worse, on your record.
Oh, it's a relief to be able to talk again. I thought I'd be woofing for the rest of my life.
Oh, but I take it all back. I should never have doubted.
Oh, man.
Well done. Happy Christmas.
Thanks very much.
Right, who's coming for a pint then, eh?
Oh, not me, thanks, no. I've got to get out of this costume.
Oh, merry men, I can't believe it. You really made them laugh.
Well, I guess Linda's happy anyway.
So, tell me how you did it.
Right. I mean, Alice.
Well, I know she thinks you're wonderful.
No, I tell you, when all the fuss was going on, I noticed Christopher looking a little sheepish. So it wasn't too hard for me to figure it out.
Christopher?
You know the scene when they're hiding under the leaves? Now, Alice says he tried to hold her hand.
You mean?
That's why she hid in the bathroom.
Hold her hand? Is that all?
Too much for Alice. It took me a while to get it out of her, but...
Oh, I'm so
Oh,
and it's a deadly secret. I swore it wouldn't go beyond the two of us.
Of course. Hold her hand. I shouldn't laugh. Oh, men are just the same, eh?
I guess so.
Thanks anyway. You saved the show.
Glad to help.
And what about the birthday cake? Was that you?
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to embarrass you. It was supposed to be for after the show.
No, it was sweet of you. Thanks.
Oh, I've got a present for you.
No,
too.
No, wait, Simon. I just want to say about tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, tomorrow.
I'm sorry I made such a fuss. You're right. Now we're invited. We'll have to go and make the best of it.
You're sure?
Yeah. At least we'll be together. Happy Christmas, darling.
And there'll be more from Ambridge tonight at 7 o'clock when the Aldridges and the Tuckers get in the ring together for Boxing Day. The Archers was written by Simon Frith and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Kerry Davis and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.